One of the biggest reasons why new entrepreneurs struggle to make business happen is they're trying to play the game of a business owner with the mindset of an employee. That's like trying to win a bike race without a bike. So on today's episode, we are going to fix that. Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in. What is up, all you badass digital entrepreneurs? Thank you so much for joining me here today. I appreciate you showing up for yourself and showing up for me on this podcast because you are creating the life that you want and the life that you deserve by building an online business that gives you more flexibility and freedom. Most people will not go down this path, but you are not like most people. So I want to salute you. Take a minute, give yourself some gratitude before we dive in. All right, so if you've noticed, a few months ago, I started doing some episodes where it was kind of like a multi-series where I was covering sales and a lot of strategies around sales and how to make that feel more natural, more comfortable, and to do it without being high pressure or salesy. I hope you enjoyed that series. It's time to move on to some other stuff. So what I really want to do over the next several episodes is get into the mindset of a true entrepreneur, because as you know, mindset is everything. So on today's episode, I want to talk about what I call the six different mindsets around money, because they are vastly different. And depending on how you think and look at money, it will shape your ability to create more business and to create more income and revenue. We're also going to talk about why so many people struggle to adapt as an entrepreneur. And the last thing I wanted to talk about is how to use these three different mindsets to make multiple streams of revenue in your business. Do you remember your very first job? I remember mine so clearly, and it wasn't a very pleasant experience, but it's fun to look back on it. So this was in 1989, I think. I was 16 years old, and I got a job as a dishwasher at a fine dining restaurant that had kind of this medieval theme to it, right? So they had these big metal dishes, these big metal goblets, these big metal bowls that they would serve the food in, and I would be washing these dishes, and you'd put them through the dishwasher, and it was such high heat. When they came out, they were so hot. Imagine burning pieces of metal. And it would get so busy at times, and there was a lot of grunt work involved. I definitely believe that this stuff is good for all of us to have grunt work, so to speak, to shape our character. I was trading for every hour that I would spend there, I would be paid $3.36. So that was the compensation for every single hour. I made a rate of $3.36. So after that, I decided I was never going to be a dishwasher again. And one of my buddies, he asked me to come work with him at the Salt Lake Country Club, where all the rich and wealthy people hang out, a lot of entrepreneurs up there. And I decided, there's no way I'm going to be a dishwasher, but if there's something else up there for a job, let me know. And I was maybe 17 years old, and luckily they had a position as a busboy, and that was one step up, but it was such a great opportunity, because what happened is over the next decade, I worked my way up from a busboy to a waiter to a bartender and then into leadership. And what's really cool about that is it helped me be around a lot of really inspiring people. A lot of them were entrepreneurs or very high performance professionals, a lot of wealth at the country club. And a lot of them are really cool. And a lot of them ended up being mentors for me. And it started to help me shift my mindset around money. I started to see things a little bit differently. And ultimately, that's what created the entrepreneur in me. And when I was probably about 27 years old, I mean, I had no school, no degree, no certifications, nothing. But my the general manager of the country club, he could tell that I had this bug of entrepreneurship. So he pulls me down into his office one day. He says, "Look, I know you're made for so much more than this, and I want to help you out on your journey." I couldn't tell if I was getting fired or if he really believed that, but we'll you know, either way, it helped me out because he gave me 2 months worth of pay and told me that like I needed to go find my way. And that's what kicked off my journey as an entrepreneur. But here's the one thing that I realized is that employees think very differently about money than entrepreneurs. And even entrepreneurs have very different ways of looking at creating wealth as well. So that's what I want to talk about today, is breaking down what I call the six different mindsets around money, because it's fascinating, because once you start seeing the differences and being able to play in different areas and cultivate these six different mindsets, it really gives you a whole nother level, not just one level, but six different levels that you can play on when it comes to creating wealth in your business and wealth in your life. Money mindset number one is that of an employee. What I mean by that is an employee is being paid for their time. They work as part of somebody else's business, and the compensation comes from how much time they are putting into that business. Or perhaps they get paid a salary on the role that they take on. So, for example, when I was talking about my first job as a busboy, I would trade 1 hour of my time, of my life, in exchange for $3.36. And then later on, I was able to work myself up into management. And at that point, I got a salary where I was paid a set amount for that duty or that role. And I think my first salary role was like $36,000, $38,000, $40,000 per year, somewhere in that range. And that they broke that down into an hourly rate, but it really was actually less than that, because a lot of times when you get paid on salary, you end up working a whole lot more because they know that they're paying you a set amount. And they want to maximize that. So sometimes a salary position can look like one rate, and then you end up working 50, 60, 70 hours per week, and it becomes a lot less because you still have to do the duties of that job, right? So one of the things about an employee mindset is it trains you to start thinking of time as money. Now, I don't know if that saying is as if people are saying that as much as they used to when I was younger, but people used to always say that time is money. Now, if you want to really grow your wealth and scale infinitely, you've got to recognize that an employee is trained to look at their time as money, and they quantify it that way, which is great because that's like, you know, it's an easy way to make money when you first get starting out. But what happens is it trains us to have this lens around the world that time is money. And that can be a big blind spot when you move into entrepreneurship. I'll tell you why in just a sec. But the other thing about an employee mindset is they see a job as being safer than being a business owner, right? Because in their mindset, it's like, well, I'm getting paid a certain amount. I'm trading my time for money, so I know I'm going to get paid. Well, here's the thing is, jobs get wiped out incredibly quickly, right? We know that from COVID. We know that from the Great Recession. And also, artificial intelligence is putting a lot of jobs under threat. So a job is not really that safe if you think about it. But growing your high-value skill set is a much better play. But back to the blind spot I was saying about time is money is, when you look at like everything you do, if you look at trading your time for money, why that hurts when you transition into entrepreneurship is because it makes you highly impatient. Because as an entrepreneur, you're going to have to put some work in where you don't see the fruits of your labor, at least from a compensation standpoint, right? A lot of businesses, there's a lot of foundation work involved. Even if you make money straight off the bat, like if you move into coaching or consulting or selling courses, okay, you're going to have some groundwork to lay before you do that. But even as you start to grow your business, it's going to be slow in the beginning and start to build up from there. So that's the trade-off, right? But a lot of times an employee mindset will step into entrepreneurship. This is one of the biggest threats, is they're putting in the reps and they don't see the payoff, and they have short-term thinking and they think, well, this just is not worth it. I've told the story before about one of my buddies who's a YouTube genius, right? And at first I was pushing him to launch, and this is where I really got this awareness, but he did a successful first launch. He made like $750 or $1,000, but he put like 6 weeks of effort into this. And in his head, from having an employee mindset, 6 weeks of worth to only make $750, that's how the employee looks at it, is it's just not worth it. Okay. So for me, in my viewpoint, I'm like, holy shit, dude, you just got paid $750 to validate that this is a good idea. Now, what you need to do is take this idea and refine it and get better and launch it again, make even more money, and then launch it again. And he literally has a 6 to 7 figure course that he just proved worked, right? But the employee mindset will look at it as like time traded. I spent 6 to 8 weeks working on this and I only made $750. It was a total bomb. And an entrepreneur would be like, okay, you just validated that idea. Now take it, refine it, polish it, do it again, get better, grow your audience, and make significantly more money. But what happens is you can see is when you have that employee mindset, you don't see the future benefits. So you walk away, okay? So the next mindset is what I call a commission mindset. This is cool because it can be a hybrid between an entrepreneur and an employee. But this is where you start to detach from time as money and start to see productivity as money. A good example of this would be somebody who is in sales who gets paid on the amount of deals that they close, or maybe they have a base and then they have a commission. So what's cool about commission is it starts to shift your mindset from just you're doing your job to how productive can I get, okay? And real estate would fall in this too, but I think like sales is a big part of this. And anything that is like some type of a commission-based position where you get paid for productivity, that's a commission mindset, okay? And I think this is awesome because you start to realize that you can leverage yourself, right? You can leverage either your energy expenditure or your skill set, right? But here's the blind spot when it comes to a commission mindset is oftentimes reps, like sales reps, will start to try to grind harder, okay? So if I made $200,000 and I want to make $300,000 next year, that means that I have to work 30% harder, right? But what's cool is if you can start to see the through the lens of like a business owner is you can leverage your skill set instead. So you can grow your commission, make more money without necessarily having to grind harder. All right, the third mindset is that of somebody who is self-employed. And this is kind of a natural step from somebody who is an employee and wants to move into entrepreneurship. Is they have a really good skill set, they've cultivated as an employee, and they realize, I'm good at this, okay, but why should I be, you know, working for somebody else when I could make so much more money doing this on my own? Plus, I don't like being micromanaged, so they decide to take their skill set and turn it into a business, a self-employed business. And it's a great first step, right? But you've got to be careful not to stay as a self-employed. What I mean by that is it's just you and you alone. Because what happens for a lot of people who move from an employee to self-employed is they go from one skill to owning everything in the business. Now they not only have to do the core business, right? Their core skill set, but they also have to learn things like accounting. They have to learn how to sell. They have to learn how to market. They have to learn how to create content. And that is good because it teaches you about the business. You really learn about all aspects of a business, but you can't stay here because if you do, you're going to put limits on how much money you can make because your bandwidth is so stretched. This is why so many entrepreneurs are absolutely stretched to the max, is because they've gone from having a job to owning their job and they wear all the hats in the business. So that's the big limitation. Another blind spot for people who are self-employed, I went through this too, is I remember I was making really good money in my first online business. I was doing really well. I created a six-figure business back in 2005. But what happened is I should have been scaling. I should have been finding people who could help me, who could do some of the more repetitive tasks and allow me to stay in my zone of genius. But what happened, the mindset blind spot, is I didn't want to take the money I was making and give it to somebody else because it felt like I was going backwards, when actually a business owner would see it completely different, right? So I had a hard time taking the money that I'd earned and giving it to somebody else because it felt like that would take away from my pile, right? So scarcity mindset. And what I should have been doing was shifting into the mindset of a true business owner. So this is number four, business owner. And what's different about a business owner and somebody who is self-employed is they learn to leverage by either outsourcing or growing a team. And a true business owner mindset really embodies this ability to create systems that are repeatable and that can scale. So a good first step for somebody who is a true business owner, they're moving from self-employed to a business owner. What they do is they find out the stuff that, you know, they've worn all the hats, right? They know this business inside and out. They've gotten good with sales, with marketing, with content. But now what they can do is take some of that money and hire somebody to help out with those skills. Bring somebody else in who can do sales or marketing or content creation, accounting, whatever it is, VA work. And you can do this either as a contractor or you can bring somebody in as an employee. But this is a way where you can start to really grow your business because it allows you to stay either in your zone of genius or the place that creates the most money for the business, or the place that you know, getting rid of the things that you absolutely hate doing in your business, right? If you hate prospecting and you can hire somebody else to do that, if you hate doing content and you can hire somebody else to do that. And here's the thing is, in this day and age, it's so easy to outsource. So really the skill here is, one, building systems that scale, and two, finding other people to help out and grow this into a team, okay? Now, here's what's cool too, is as a true business owner, you can actually remove yourself from the day-to-day of the business if you want to. If you enjoy what you're doing and you're super passionate about it, by all means, stay in there, because the whole point of this is to do what we like to do. But what you can do is you can even extract yourself from the business if you want. Now, the fifth mindset is that of an investor, right? What's cool about an investor is they start to have a good eye. They might not be the best business owner, right? They may just have the best eye for other people who are really, really skilled at building businesses and be able to take some of their money and invest it into other businesses, right? So I've been an investor for probably 25 years now, maybe almost 30 years. No, about 25 years. And typically that's done through the stock market. But more recently, I've been investing in startups. I've been investing in things before they hit the stock market. But what's really cool is recently I invested in real estate. I started a real estate, investing in a real estate company because there's other people who know this game so much better than I do, right? I did not want to go out there and prospect, find houses. I don't know the numbers. I don't know the markets. But what I can do is I can take my money and invest with somebody who actually does know how to do that, right? So I'm finding people who are really good at building businesses and taking my money and investing in that business, right? The last one is really cool. I call this an influencer mindset, okay? So what if you think about that, I talk about this all the time on this show, is the importance of traffic, okay? So every single business out there requires, at the most basic level to get business, you need some form of traffic, right? You can pay for advertising for traffic. You can buy a place on a busy street to get street traffic. But here's, you know, since we focus on online businesses, where I like to talk about is online traffic, right? And online traffic comes from creating content. So if you become they call them influencers. I don't like using that word, but what you're doing is you're creating influence when you become a good content creator, and you can potentially sell that traffic to other people in the form of an affiliate, sponsorships, or joint ventures, okay? So this is really, really, really cool. If you think about the decentralization of big networks, when I was younger, there was like three main television channels, only three, a selection of three, and they controlled everything, right? And then you had cable TV and that opened up things, and then the internet opened up, and then social media. But really, we live in a time and an age where people can be their own media companies, right? And they can sell their own products to them, basically sell traffic to themselves, right? Or generate traffic for themselves so that they can sell their offers. But what's really cool is you can become a media agency and create content on social media, create content on the internet, create content on YouTube, podcasting, right? And when you start to generate a high volume of traffic, that traffic is extremely valuable. So that's another mindset to embrace. And here's the cool thing is you can operate in all of these areas at once. I have done it. And what happens is it has a compounding effect because you start to see things from a different perspective, and it really gives you so many more dimensions to making money. So I want you to start thinking about which of these mindsets, where am I at right now? And what is the next step for me to cultivate? I'm going to recap the six money mindsets. The first one is an employee mindset, where you're trading time for money. You see a job as safety and you have a hard time putting in effort without seeing the immediate results. You want to see results now because you're used to trading your time for money. Okay. The next one is commission mindset, where you start to detach from money and start to see productivity as money. More deals closed equals more money in my bank account and my business. Okay, but the downside of this is oftentimes people who have a commission mindset is they try to grind harder to make more money instead of start expanding their skill set. Okay, self-employed is where you take your skill set and you create your own business out of it. This is a really good step to have, a necessary step, I believe, to start understanding how a business runs. But you end up wearing all hats in the business and it becomes very overwhelming. And unless you start to learn how to pass those tasks on to other people and build a true business that involves either outsourcing or bringing in employees, you get stuck here and you end up not making, you have a cap to the amount of money that you make and you work incredibly hard, or you go the other way, you go back to becoming an employee. So the trick here is to go through this phase and cultivate the skill sets and learn to delegate to other people. And that moves you to mindset number four, which is a true business owner. You learn to build systems that scale and you can remove yourself from the things that you don't want to do or the things that are not producing income in the business, or you can even remove yourself as a whole. The next one, number five is the investor mindset. This is where you get good at identifying other people who are really good at building businesses and being willing to invest in those businesses, to be able to participate that and take some ownership in that by identifying other people who are really good business owners. Okay, the last one is the influencer mindset, where you start to realize that the root of every business is traffic. So you become a broker of traffic. You learn how to generate traffic, especially online traffic, and be able to sell it to other people and monetize that. Total passive income, right? All right, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Your call to action is to drop into the show notes. I just created an online business playbook that I want you to check out that breaks down a lot of concepts when it comes to building a business online. You're going to love it. There's a lot of great stuff in there. I will catch you on the next episode.